Blog Talk Radio. Greetings, and welcome to the Fountain of Living Waters Church broadcast. Fountain of Living Waters Church is a Bible-based ministry that shares the love of Christ with everyone. Its contemporary style and practical application of God's Word engages people from all walks of life to connect with God anew. As a beacon of light in a world that's dark, Fountain of Living Waters Church offers life-sustaining water that flows from the fountain that never runs dry. With its goal to lift Jesus higher and prepare disciples to know the Savior personally, church as usual just won't do. Once you drink from the fountain, you will never ever thirst again. I am Assistant Pastor Michelle Edelin, God's no-nonsense bearer of the gospel. As a wife, a mother, an entrepreneur, I have learned to drink from the fountain that never ever runs dry. It is this fountain that provides Michelle the foundation to balance all of life's joys and struggles. I live by my favorite scripture, Psalm 34:1. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I have a mandate to challenge and encourage people to come to know God for themselves. This mandate drives everything that I do. I help people from all walks of life come to know that God is real and that he has a beautiful plan for their lives. Our ministry theme is I connect, I prepare, and I release. What that means to us is that we connect with Jesus Christ through prayer and through fasting and through word study. We prepare by spending time with him, spending time together as a ministry and studying his word together corporately as well as individually. And then once we have connected with Christ and we have prepared ourselves, we have allowed the Holy Spirit to prepare us, we are released to go out into the world and share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to join us every first and third Monday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on iBloom Radio, where you will be empowered to connect, prepare, and release all that God has for you. We are on every first and third Monday, and I would love for you to be a part of what God is doing in Fountain of Living Waters Church. We start our services on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Bible Academy, and our Bible Academy is a topical teaching every single week, Bible-based, Bible-believing teaching of God's Word. That is followed by our Sunday morning service where we have dynamic praise and worship, and we have a time of sharing the Word of God and teaching and preaching the Word of God so that all people, so that everyone who comes in will learn more of Jesus Christ and his character and his desire for our lives and how we need to change our lives so that they will line up with the Word of God. We come back on Wednesday nights for Bible study, where we will go verse by verse teaching through the book of Revelation. And we are going to stay in the book of Revelation until we finish it. So we invite you to come out to our Bible study on Wednesday nights. We also open up our Bible study on Wednesday nights by opening our food pantry. And in the food pantry, we have non-perishable food items. And if you are in need of non-perishable food items, come out and let us be a blessing to you. If you know of those who need non-perishable food items, please send them our way. We only want to be a blessing in the kingdom of God. So we invite you to come out on Sunday morning and on Wednesday to Fountain of Living Waters Church, 3540 Maitland Drive, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27610. Praise God. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. It's a time of being excited about all that God is doing and how he is moving. But more importantly, it's a time of excitement because God is God. And even in the midst of what looks like chaos in our world, God is still God. And no matter what comes or goes, he is going to be on the throne. And he's going to still be our God, our Savior, our Redeemer. And he has some blessings, some priestly blessings that he wants to bestow upon us, his people. So tonight, if you will turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 6. Chapter 6, verses 22 through 27. We're going to spend a little time tonight talking about those verses in Numbers, chapter 6. And I'll read it for you right now. It says this: "The Lord said to Moses, 'Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them.'" That is such a beautiful passage in the book of Numbers, and many people, many theologians will refer to it as the Lord's Prayer of the Old Testament. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. What a beautiful prayer. What a beautiful blessing to put on to someone. We see that Aaron and his sons were mandated or charged to bless the children of Israel. And so this passage is referred to as a priestly blessing because Aaron and his sons made up the priesthood of Israel. And in this passage, we believe that we can learn some things about our Lord and our Savior that are true today. Even today, even though we don't live under the covenant, we still can learn some things from this passage. And we do have a high priest who desires to bless us just as richly, if not more so, than the blessing, the priestly blessing that's talked about in Numbers chapter 6. So when you get down into these verses here, the Lord bless and keep you, and the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you, and the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. When you talk about the Lord blessing and keeping you, then we find that to bless means to confer or to give to you or offer to you well-being, you know, well-being. And well-being is broad. It's not just prosperity. It's in finances. It's prosperity in every aspect of your life. Well-being is very holistic. Well-being in your health. Well-being in your relationships. Well-being in your relationship with Christ. Well-being in your finances. Well-being in your career. Well-being in your education, and just well-being in everything that that pertains to you. The Lord bless and keep you. It's conferring blesses. It's offering up to you well-being. And we know that when we are studying the Word of God, that the promises, the blessings are conditional, that we, if we meet the conditions that God has set before us, meaning we maintain his precepts and examples, is his word, then there are blessings. But when we make a choice to go opposite of that, then there are curses, you know. And also in that verse when it says the Lord bless and keep you, keep means that you're going to be guarded or you're going to be protected and you're going to be covered and not left out, you know, unprotected and uncovered. It's like a shepherd guarding and providing for his sheep. You know, that's the kind of covering, and that's what keep really means here. Then it goes on and it talks about the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And when I think about the Lord's face shining upon me or upon us as his people, it just kind of makes me smile because I'm thinking of God turning his face or shining his face toward us, meaning offering over his favor, offering up his favor to rest upon us. Quite often you will hear people pray and say, God, please let your favor rest upon me. And I'll tell you this, God's favor on you is greater than anything else that you could have. There's no amount of money that can match God's favor. There's no amount of doctor care that can match God's favor, because when everything else runs out, God's favor is still there and it's going to stand. And so it's just exciting to me that in this passage it says, Lord, make your face to shine upon me and be gracious to me, meaning to let your favor just rest on me. Let your favor, which is unmerited, your blessings, which are unmerited, because I couldn't do enough to earn it. There's no way that in my flesh, in fleshly body, I can do enough to earn it. But your unmerited favor and your unmerited blessings, you're saying that you're going to turn your face or make your face shine upon me and be gracious to me, meaning letting your favor rest on me. And that is so exciting. That is enough right there to just make us become glad and joyful in the Lord. And then we get to verse 26 where it says, Numbers chapter 6, verse 26. And it says, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Wow. Lift up his countenance upon you. You know, that says to me, or it gives me a feeling that it is saying that God is showing his pleasure or his affection toward me. You know, he's turning his presence, his countenance toward me, and he's pleased in doing that. And it also gives me godly approval, because if he's turning his countenance upon me, he's lifting his countenance upon me, it is showing me that he's recognizing me and who I am and in him and what I'm doing for him. Like, not who Michelle is in my personality and my wishes and desires and will and my way, but that he is seeing something in me that is pleasing to him. And that is what we want. We want God to be pleased with us. It's like he's putting his stamp of approval and giving us that recognition that only comes from him. And then it says, and will give you peace. Who does not need peace in this world today? And this peace is not talking about just the absence of war, right? But it's talking about fullness of well-being. So if you think back to the Lord bless and keep you, which is what was stated in verse 24, we talked about conferring or offering over well-being. Well, here when we talk about and give you peace, again, it's not just the absence of war, but it is the fullness of that well-being that is offered to you. It is a positive state of rightness and righteousness that we are to be in. And so in that verse, God promised peace. And he offered peace. And in Leviticus 26 and 6, we see that the nation of Israel was offered, had been promised peace if they were faithful. So there's just this commonality, this common thread that runs through the Old Testament here. And And Isaiah 26 and 3 picks it up and says that there's peace for those individuals who trust in God. So would that be you today? Are you one of those individuals who trust in God? Do you trust in Him with your whole heart? No matter what you see, no matter what it looks like, and no matter how dark the situation may seem to be, but do you still trust in God? Well, there's priestly blessings for today. It's not just something that was stated in the Old Testament, but there are priestly blessings available to us today. But we have to be willing to reach out and take advantage of them. But also, we have to be willing to do what we are supposed to do, so that we can have access to these priestly blessings, because they're not going to just be given to you. We have to do those things that we are supposed to do. And so if we look at today and we look at where we are today, indeed there is, the Lord does desire to bless us. I full well believe that. And I pray that you believe that as well, that God wants to bless you, and he wants to prosper you, and he wants to make sure that you are his blessed people. But those blessings today come through Jesus Christ, right? Because Jesus Christ came, and today we are not under the law. And so Jesus Christ came that those blessings would be fulfilled. Ephesians 1 and 3 says, "May blessing, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Messiah, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual given by the Holy Spirit blessing, every spiritual blessing which is given by the Holy Spirit in the heavenly realm." So the blessings are still there for us. They're still available to us. They come especially to those who love the Lord and who trust the Lord. We have to make sure that we are trusting the Lord at all times. God desires to provide care for us. He wants to provide for us. He wants to care for us. And that's throughout His Word. There are passages throughout His Word that show us, teach us, that He desires to provide and to care for us. But again, the care is conditional. Just like in the Old Testament, it is conditional. We have to seek God and His kingdom first and His righteousness. And then those priestly blessings are going to come to you. They're going to be upon you. We can't mistake that we can do whatever we want to do and then still expect the priestly blessings. It just doesn't work that way. And it's never going to work that way. When we think about the part of this passage that says, "The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you," we see that spiritual blessings come through Jesus Christ, but so does God's grace. It's now manifested through His Son, Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is the answer for today, for our times today. This is why we can have priestly blessings today and not have to, you know, yearn for the days of old, if you will. But we today, right now today in 2018, February of 2018, we can have priestly blessings. If you look at John, let's go over to John 1 and 17. It says this: "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." One more time: "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." So the grace is manifested through Christ. And God desires to smile, to show his smile of favor upon us, But we have to make sure that we don't receive it in a manner that causes us to boast or causes us to brag and to be arrogant, because, you know, we don't want to get into a state of being prideful. Oh, I have God's favor. I have God's grace. And so that somehow makes me better than everybody else. That is not where we want to find ourselves. We don't want to get in that place, because that is a very dangerous place to find yourself. It said that God's grace is freely extended to us, but there are so many people who don't accept it. Wow, think about that. God's grace is freely extended to all of us. It's available to all of us, but there are so many of us who don't accept it. And why is that? Just don't accept it. Just reject the gospel of Jesus Christ and reject all that God has for us and all that he has offered to us. In today's time, we can have the priestly blessing, that priestly blessing that says, "The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Turn his lift his countenance up upon you and give you peace." This again is referring to God's pleasure and affection with you and his approval and him being just pleased and with you in areas of your life. And of course, we know that God may be pleased with us in one area of our life, but there may be other areas of our lives that we have to work on. So we're always a work in progress. You hear people refer to it that way. And that's true. We're always striving to gain more Christ-like character. But if you look at it, through Christ, peace with God is now possible. We can have peace, but it's because of Christ. We can have that peace, but it's only because of Christ. If you look at Romans chapter 5, verse 1, it says, "Therefore, since we are justified, declared righteous through faith, let us grab hold of the fact that we have the peace of reconciliation to hold and to enjoy with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Messiah and the Anointed One." So we have, through Christ, peace with God. It is available to us. So we don't have to live a life of stress and chaos and torment. We can have peace, and we can have that peace that no one can understand, that no one can explain, that no one can really process. But it's a peace that God has given us, a peace that we get through Jesus Christ. And as we continue to pray, God will bestow his peace through his Son, Jesus Christ. God is willing to give us peace, but again, the question is, do we accept it? Do we accept the grace that God is extending to us through his Son, Jesus Christ? Do we accept the peace that God is willing to give us through his Son, Jesus Christ, or do we reject it? Let's talk for a quick minute about why sometimes we would reject it. Do we reject it out of ignorance, or do we reject it out of fear? Do we reject it out of pride and arrogance? Do we reject it because we're being tricked by the enemy? You know, I think all of those reasons why we reject what God is offering to us. The enemy wants to trick us and to trick us and make us think that things are one way when in actuality they are another. Trick us and make us think that he can somehow offer something to us that's better than what our Father can offer us through Jesus Christ, what he has already offered to us through Jesus Christ. So we have the opportunity to accept God's grace that he freely gives to us through his Son. We have the opportunity to freely